This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Was that somebody falling down a canyon just then?
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Avinyav Raj.
Our producer of the day is Christine Wong. We're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are talking about money today from an article we picked up from Fast Company. 5 money lessons you need to learn by the time that you are 30 and the 5 buckets that you should be focusing on when it comes to building a portfolio for your finances. We've asked you guys for feedback via WhatsApp and via Instagram and via... Twitter and Insta story. We have plenty over on WhatsApp. Twitter is a little bit quiet right now, but we'll do the WhatsApps first. What have you got, Ords?
All right, so this is from Nini, who says, keep physical gold bullions, no cryptocurrency, and avoid from falling ill.
Where can you store your gold bullion? I mean, do we need a safe for that?
Yeah, you might need a safe.
You might need a safe, right?
On the table, on your dining table. There's another one here from Rajkumar who says, save to invest and have a low, medium, and high risk portfolio. So, you know, separate your portfolios.
Yep.
There's another one here from Walter who says, leveraging on credit cards benefits for daily spends can be very rewarding. Blame yourself for not being able to control credit card spending.
I'd like to know more about that. If you can tell me about some of those benefits for using the credit card and how it works, mm-hmm. you know. And explain it to me in a way that I can easily explain it to people at home as well, because that would be very useful. Because a lot of us, I think Arv probably as well, and me, are mm-hmm. quite scared of credit cards.
Scared is an understatement.
I prefer not to use them if I can.
Yes.
Or you're on the other side of the fence,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, so I kind of, my daily spend, most of it is just charged to my card because
right.
I then see the rewards in claiming my points.
Okay.
So it depends on the kind of card that you have and the amount of points that, you know, if you use your daily spend for your groceries, for your fuel, for everything, even like your Grab, you know, if it's charged to your card, you actually see those points build up rather quickly. And then you can, you know, claim that for frequent flyers. Miles, or you know, like if you want to take a trip, and there are other things that you can claim. Even you can go to an electronics shop and actually buy a radio or something like that with your points. So you actually are. I feel it's a waste of spending money if you're not getting anything back when you spend it. You're wasting money by spending money if you're not going to get something back for it.
Can I ask what the interest rate is on the purchases that you make on your credit card?
So that's the thing. If you can diligently pay off your credit card balance in full, then you know you don't
There's
see
no
anything
interest.
Charged.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Mm. All right.
So that's what you have to do. So you have to be diligent and you have to be kind of responsible when managing your finances enough so that you know how much you're spending and that you can pay that off at the end of the month. And then at least you get something back for your spend, for your daily spend.
All right. Sticking with the same theme, we are going to move on to story number 2, how gamification can help you save money.
Yeah, so this is something cute that I picked up from Wise Money. And you know how we all talk about savings, and we've been talking about savings, and you know, your grandparents will tell you, your great-grandparents or your parents will tell you that, you know, save money. From the time you're little, they will tell you to save money. But it's not easy. It's never easy, especially if you're living on a budget. But this Redditor has found the trick to make savings simple, fast, and fun. And his secret is to gamify your savings. So on Reddit, he's known as Bloopy Bleepy.
Yes, I know him well.
But we'll just call him Rob, okay? So after a decade of living in the dark, Rob decided to turn his savings struggle into a game. And in his first month of playing this game, he managed to save almost $1,500. So Rob works for tips and takes his income home every day. And in the 10 years of working, Rob had not been able to save any money at all. It's not because that he didn't make enough money. On the contrary, the tips were really good at his job. And he's been making plenty to survive on. Rob's issue is that his income is heavily cash-based. Now, I think a lot of people out there who work in the gig economy will attest to this. You know, if you're a Grab driver, then sometimes, you know, you're going to get paid in cash. And sometimes you might end up, you know, at the end of the day, paying for fuel with that cash or paying for groceries with that cash. And you don't actually see that coming in as like your income from your job, right?
Right.
So it can be a bit difficult. So when your income is cash-based, like workers who earn tips, your income varies every day. You normally walk home with your pay in your pocket, and sometimes that money never hits your bank account before it gets spent. That makes planning and budgeting very difficult. Even for those With more regular pay structures, budgeting can be hard and controlling spending takes a lot of planning and self-control. So this is where Rob decided to play this game. Rob's method was pretty straightforward. Here are the basic steps. Number one, he decided on his long-term goal and he wanted to save $1,500 over 1 month from the tips that he received at work. What he did was he broke it into bite-sized pieces. So he decided if I want to hit $1,500, I'm going to need to save $50 a day to hit my one-month goal. Then he started to track his progress. He set up a spreadsheet and he tracked his savings over time. He also set up formulas to see that he hits his daily goals and the actual amount that he saved and how on track he was based on his daily target. So some days when he would reach his target, he would like green out that little cell on the spreadsheet. And when he did it, he would try and then make amends for it, like the following day and try and get a green the following day. And then he kind of made it into a game by treating his goals as a daily target that he had to hit. So even like I said, he had to color code the track column to reflect his daily performance. So while this seems like a very simple strategy, the game mentality is what proved to be a powerful driver. It's important to give yourself a boost along the way to keep your momentum going. So it's not just about seeing those greens, but maybe after 5 days of seeing those green cells on your spreadsheet, you reward yourself.
The loot box.
Yes. You know, so what he did was he gave himself a carrot for his hard work. Sometimes if he exceeded his weekly savings goal by, say, 100 ringgit, he might have a date night at his favorite restaurant or he might buy himself a cookie, you know, if it was just a small target that he hit. So what happened with that was like a candy bar or two or three times a week, a paperback book thrown in here and there. He felt like he was still rewarding himself. There were little luxuries to life. He didn't have to like overspend on something extra luxurious, you know, and waste money that way. Those little bit of luxuries that he got in between during the week kind of kept him going and also gave him more motivation to keep the game going as well. So he says the important thing here is to make your goal achievable. Setting high targets can discourage you, especially if you don't hit those targets regularly. So you've got to design the targets to be able to pressure you to just push yourself, but also it needs to be attainable. It needs to be attainable regularly. So that's what he did. And what happened was now it says that from $0 in savings, Rob has managed to save almost $20,000 in just 1 year.
Well done,
by doing this. It's not just about the savings because he just wanted to save $1,500 every month. But then as you see that growing, he's also put his money into a high yield savings account. And that's kind of seen his money grow from zero to 20K in 1 year.
I love this because he's using the same techniques that some apps use. There are some like banking websites that use gamification as well, where you can create like buckets and goals and stuff. And then it has like a meter that shows you how close or how far away you are from the goal. You can keep adding to it. And then once you reach it, it says that you've achieved something within your own like banking, your own banking system. And then there's some apps that do that as well. So they have like different sections that lets you put in a certain amount at the end of every week so that by the end of the month, you can achieve a goal that you set out to achieve. And if you don't, then it sort of tells you like you fell short this much, you need to put in this much money next month to make up for the goal and stuff. So it's nice that he's doing it and he's doing it for himself. So it's like a simpler, more like surface level gamification that people can just do at home without downloading apps or depending on your banking apps or banking systems.
I mean, it's fairly straightforward as well, you know.
Yeah.
Just save a little bit each week. Make sure it's within your tolerance levels, just at the edge of it.
Yeah.
Let's put that money aside
and reward yourself
just a little bit.
And speaking of gamification, there I said it. One of the things that we do, in effect, Arvin, myself, and Jeff do, I don't know if Rich is on it yet, but we save the greens.
Save
the greens. So every
this
time
is
we get
$5.
Yes, the 5 ringgit notes. You know, whenever we get a 5 ringgit note, we just put it aside.
You cannot use it.
We can't use it. And even if you absolutely have to use it, you have no money and you have to use your 5 ringgits, then you gotta, you know,
find another way.
Okay,
so if I use the 5 ringgit, then I put 10 ringgit back in the savings.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah. So
okay.
You compensate.
Today, I will do that then.
So, and it's actually, you know, like Jeff has managed to save quite a bit. And I know that Frida's doing it as well, but she's doing it with 20 ringgit notes.
Of course,
not
she is.
All of us can do it with 20 ringgit notes, can we? Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'll do it with both.
Oh.
No, I can't. I can't afford
what
to do
that. What are you going to use?
I pay everything with 1 ringgit. Right, it's time for us to wrap up for this talk set. Don't forget, we are talking about about money, five money lessons you need to learn by the time you're 30, or the greatest lesson, the greatest money lesson that you have learned so far. Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, and Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Short break with some music coming up with John Lee Hooker with Money. That's What I Want. When we come back, managing money better with tech. That's all up next here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.